Contest players, couple things still to come today. Cash call, we'll do that. $1 short of $3.49 in your kooky crazy cash call. And if you want a prize on this week's show, stand by for action, because we still have not given away the DVD player and the five DVDs, and we will do that before the end of today's show.
I saw it sitting out in the hallway.
But first, there is the smell of death in the air.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
And here he comes.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the Budget Jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Death himself.
Hey, how you doing today? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob ready for Texaco. Thank you.
This is my your God host, Bob Hope.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Here you go. It's good to be here. This is almost as fun as when I worked with trained seals. Yeah.
Are you ticklish?
It's ticklish. I haven't seen this much frizz since the time I was a soda jerk. Yeah.
Hold on, I got to get your laugh track
good
ready,
to be
Bob.
Here, ladies and gentlemen. It's great, always great to be back in Washington, D.C. I'm a president. The president that I remember. Hey, I know your face.
Hi, Bob. It's me, Don, from the Don and Mike Show.
Weren't you in the movie? Were you in my movie, Call Me Buona? Yeah, there you go. Fantastic. Yeah, call me Leslie. Don't call me. All the other boys do.
Now, yeah. That is your real name, yeah. Right? Leslie Hope.
Yeah, my name was Leslie Hope when I was born in England. Yeah. Long, many moons ago. I'm very old right now, ladies and gentlemen. At my age, fixing my hair means looking in the mirror to see if anything's left. Yeah. All right. Wow. Yeah. I heard you talking about the NFL draft. I guess you're going to have some big college players coming out. You got some real mean ones there. I understand that they're drafting them all.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. There's one guy, he's certainly bigger than the other team's lineman. In fact, he's certainly bigger than the other team's boss. Yeah, right there. Opposing players, they play against his experience.
Opposing players say what?
Opposing players say playing against him is an experience. You get to see what grass looks like from underneath. When he was 2 years old, he had his picture taken on a Briskin rug. Actually, it wasn't a rug. It was a real bear. He had in a hammerlock.
I hope everybody realizes it. This is the actual monologue. You know that tape we have of Bob Hope?
Yes, sir.
This is the actual monologue.
Wow, yeah. When he tackles, you hear bells, which is a good sign that you still have ears. Yes, sir. Right there. I understand this guy got hit by a train. A train.
Really, Bob?
But don't worry. Amtrak's not billing for damages. Yeah, right there. Yes, sir.
Bob?
Yes, yeah, hi there. Weren't you in the road to Singapore?
Bob, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah,
could you break away from your big cue cards for just
sure.
a moment?
Hold on just a second. I got one more left on the page.
Okay,
this
Bob.
Guy has some appetite. He went through a drive-thru the other day and ate the car in front of him. Yeah, good stuff right there. There you go. Yeah.
You're not looking at me, Bob.
Sure I am.
No, looking more to your left. There you go. Okay, back to your right. No, back to the left.
I can't see you. I'm trying like hell, but I can't see you. Ladies, great to be with you, Ron. I'll tell you right now, we had some good times. You remind me of Bing when we did Road to Utopia. It's a good time. All my great films. How are you and how have you been?
Now, Bob Hope, I'm great, thank you. How old are you, sir? Can I ask how old you are?
I'm so old, it's incredible. I'm older than dirt. I'll tell you right now. For me, robbing the cradle is doing a guest shot of the Golden Girls. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It's fantastic. You know, what we used to say in the USO with this thing in Kosovo going,
what?
We used to say, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Yeah, wow. Right there, yeah. I'll say hi to our troops.
What do you think of the Kosovo situation, Bob?
The Kosovo, it's crazy. You know, the troops, I got to support the troops, but it's wild stuff. When we did the USO tours, we saw more action than Bill Clinton's intern staff. Yeah, right there, Bill Clinton, right there.
Yes, sir.
Kosovo. Won't be doing that. I can't fly. Doctor won't let me fly. My ears are weeping. I won't be able to fly. You know about that, don't you?
Yes, I do, Mr.
Weren't you in Call Me Paleface?
I think I was.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Was that really one of your movies, Call Me Paleface?
Oh, yeah, and also here comes Son of Paleface. That's another one. All my great films. Road to Zanzibar, The Princess and the Pirate, My Favorite Brunette. Road to Bali, son of Paleface, here come the girls. The road to Hong Kong, the road to Lebanon. I'll take Sweden and how to commit a marriage right there.
Right there.
Yes, sir. Bob Hope filmography right there. There
Bob?
You go. Yeah.
Could we get you something in a blender? A pork chop?
Oh,
a steak?
I'll tell you, chewing is very difficult for me. I'll tell you right now. And now that my eyelids are separating from my eyeballs, I'll tell you, it gives new meaning to the phrase, keep a lid on it. Right there. But ladies and gentlemen, I love to travel, and I can always tell when we're close to landing, because my nose is already in baggage claim right there. Yeah. Right there. Right there. Yes, sir.
We love it when you say yes, sir. You know that?
Well, I tell you, though, Don.
Look at me, Bob. Oh, they just missed me again.
War is different now than when I was younger, you know, with smart bombs and radar. No more horses. And muskets. Like when I was a little boy, I'll tell you right there. We used to use bow and arrows to fight the Indians when Leslie Hope was a lad. I'll tell you that right now. Now I only travel short distances, like from my hospital bed to the bathroom, right there. Right there. Yes, sir. It's good to be with you, though. How have you been? How's that?
How's Miss Brooke Shields?
Huh?
How's Miss Brooke Shields?
Oh, Little Brooke Shields, yeah. She's a lovely girl. Lovely, lovely girl. She's just a sweet little thing, and I wish her the best of luck. She's a fine youngster, and I hope she does with... Huh?
Here she's getting divorced.
Hold on. She's a baby. She can't be getting divorced. She's not a... What do you mean divorced? You're playing a joke on an old man. Let me tell you, I'll get my NBC agents on you, you son of a bitch. I'll tell you right now. Hey, don't you chortle. I'll tell you right now. You know who the hell I am?
You're Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Leslie Hope.
Damn it. I'll tell you right now. Hey, what the... Let me go back to the monologue, for Christ's sake.
Okay, all right. How old do you think Brooke Shields is?
How's that?
How old do you think Brooke Shields is?
Oh, she's a lovely lady. Lovely little girl. She's 13 or 14-year-old girl. Blue Lagoon.
She's like 30 now.
She was in that Blue Lagoon, you know?
She's like 30, man.
Oh, like kiddie porn, if you ask me. Well, that's a good little girl right now, I'll tell you. Oh, I got a bad bow. I got a bad bow. I'll tell you. Can I read the cards?
Yeah, sure. All right, go ahead, Bob.
And now... And now, you know, I soil myself so often, they want to turn my boxers into a landfill. Yeah, yeah, wild, wild stuff. Where are you going there?
What's wrong, Bob?
I'm confused. I'm confused right now.
What, do you have Alzheimer's or something?
No, man? I don't. Cut that crap out. I'm as good, I'm fresh as I was 10 years ago. I'll tell you right now. But I love to travel, ladies and gentlemen, and I can always tell when we're close to landing because my nose is already in the baggage claim.
You already did that joke, Bob.
No, I didn't.
You did that one like 3 minutes ago.
Didn't I?
Did too.
Hell no, I didn't do that
joke.
You did
too.
I've been in show business for 400 years. No one's going to tell me when I did a joke. But war is different now with smart bombs and radar. Did I do that one already?
You did that one already, too.
All right, okay. All right, here we go. And solid food's a problem now, ladies and gentlemen. Why, just last night, Dolores made me a delicious rack of pudding. Right there. Yes, sir. I knew that one would kill. There we go. Yeah. Chewing's pretty hard, ladies and gentlemen. Why, just last week, I had to use a steak knife to cut my peanut butter cup. Yeah. Yeah, wow. And forget about table manners. If I want to spit up, I do it right in my plate. That wasn't a joke.
That wasn't a joke. Sorry about that.
And then there's my nipples. Have I told you about my nipples?
What about your nipples?
Yeah, I tell you, there's my nipples. Both of them are starting to fall off, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we heard that this week
now
on the show.
That's what I call a smooth operator, huh? Yeah, right there. Yes, sir. There we go. And I have to have a special giant telephone, you know, because I can't hear real good, ladies and gentlemen. When I'm on the phone, I feel like I'm doing a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah, right there. Right there. Wow, wild stuff. And speaking of shrinking, I am. Yeah. Now when I buy my checked pants, I had to get them on the boys' department. In the boys' department. Sorry. And the other day, I couldn't find my belt loops because they were hiding in my armpits, baby. Yeah, right there. There's the monologue. Okay. Where's my check?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Dolores told me I was going to get a check. Do you want me to do a number?
No,
should I sing a number?
No. I just want to interview you.
Thanks for the memories.
I don't want to hear thanks for the memories.
Hey, the memories. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a fantastic time. I like doing radio. It's always great to come back here, and I hope we'll be back again real soon. And Please remember the AP All-American football team and support your local bartenders and waitresses. It's Bob, I Love America Home, saying, Kosovo.
What? Do you have any thoughts about this year's NFL draft?
Oh, sure do. Lots of those strong ball players. What's that guy's name, Champ?
Champ Bailey.
Yeah, this guy has a philosophy that anything in the air belongs to him. Six times last season, Goodyear had to buy him their blimp back from him. Yes, sir.
What about Tim Couch?
Tim Couch, he really defends his territory. Last season, a guy told him, you can stop covering me now and let me finish my shower. Yeah. Achilles, how about some more of those plays?
Achilles Smith.
Thank you, Doc. Achilles once didn't hear the whistle to end up the play, and he tackled the entire brass section of the marching band. Right there. Yes, sir. Yeah, I thought of the big guys in the draft, too. You got any more names for
Ricky
me?
Ricky Williams.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ricky Williams. This guy is fast.
How fast is he?
When the referee flipped a coin, he intercepted it. Right there. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. You got any kickers? I got a kicker joke in here somewhere. Right. Wild stuff right down here. I got a kicker joke for you.
Does it really matter? Let me go.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
Right, wait a minute. Hold on.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
We're not really on the air now, right?
Yeah. Yes, we are, Bob.
Oh, no. This is the... Where's my check?
Dolores
supposed to be the. This is supposed to be the dress rehearsal here. I can't say.
All right, we're just...
All right, Ron. All right, Ron and Mike.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, right here. Yes, sir. Okay. You got a kicker for me?
Why don't you just say Morton Anderson? That's the only kicker I can think
of. Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, Morton Anderson. This guy gets a lot of hang time. Can I start it again?
Yes, all right. Sure.
Morton Anderson, what a kicker. All right, Morton Anderson, what a kicker. This guy gets a lot of hang time. He kicked one ball against SMU, and when it came down, they were playing right. Right there. Hey, great kicker. Yes, sir.
You have a big snot bubble coming out of your nose.
Oh, let me pick it. Yeah, make sure it's not blue. You don't want it to be your eye. Yeah, why? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And lots of offensive linemen. They're all big at birth, I'll tell you. When they were born, the stork had to train by bench pressing a Graham bus. His passport photo is a fold-out. Yeah, right, sir. Yeah, he's a fine material. Great writer. Yes, sir. 21 years ago, he made history by being the biggest baby born ever in the city of Collegeville and the city of Scranton and the city of Pittsburgh. He was so big, he was born in three cities right there. Right there.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, I tell you. Well, I'll tell you this.
What, Bob?
You need three things. You need three things to be a great offensive center.
What's that?
Strength, concentration, and not to be ticklish. There you go, right there. Great, all right. You want to do an interview? Where's my check? Yeah, right here. Yeah, I got it like yesterday. I'd like to dispel some rumors, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Bob.
There have been lots of rumors about my health not being where it should be. I'd like to say that's a bunch of crap. You're looking at me right now, and you know I'm looking right back at you.
you're looking right off at the stack of cartridges.
I'm as sharp as when I worked with Crosby. I'll tell you that right now. Things are going great. Everything's fantastic. Dolores and I want to say thank you for the cards and letters and all the great things that people said about us, and I'm ready to perform just like I always was. And I could do it tomorrow, because Bob's got it. I'm Bob, young as a raccoon. Hope ready to have a. I couldn't think of the animal. Young as a gazelle. Young as a.
Bob. Old man.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir. Right
yes,
there.
Sir.
Yeah, there he is. How about that, Joey Lawrence? The Italian or Scott Baio? Are we okay? I'm ready to do the conductor sketch. You got my train hat?
No,
you got
we're my not conductor doing a sketch. Suit.
Listen, we're gonna play this game, low budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, low budget Jeopardy, right there. Yeah. What's that? What the hell is that?
That's a game we're gonna be playing. Where we ask.
I don't do that.
We ask people in the audience questions, and if they answer them, they get like $1, $2, $3.
How do you? Is it a sketch?
No, it's not a sketch.
I thought I did a monologue. We talk about my health, and we do the sketch, and then I say the football game, and we make some joke.
All right. Let me hear two more jokes.
You got
jokes.
Any boxing gloves?
No, we're not doing the big Sugar Ray Leonard sketch.
Okay. How about some more football player jokes?
Okay. A couple more, Bob.
What?
A couple more.
All right. Here we go. Hey, this ball player is a triple threat. In football, he can run around you, over you or through you. Yeah, right there. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, this guy's so fast, they put a zip code and it's football jersey. And they have a change. Can I start again?
Yeah, sure. Get it running.
Start. Ladies, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right here. And ladies and gentlemen, this guy's so fast, they put a zip code on his football jersey. And they have to change it every couple of minutes.
Yeah, right there.
Yes, sir. This guy has won a few games by kicking the ball far and accurate. Big deal. That's how I get out of sand traps. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's a passer. He's going to be valuable in the pros. And he knows it. He carries his right arm in his wallet. Yeah.
Bob.
Oh, dear. I just chewing my food has been so hard lately. I lost a tooth. I'll tell you right there. I love your show. It's a great show, Ron, and I hope you stay healthy, and thanks for having me. Good night. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, hold on.
All right.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy. We'll take, I think we need two callers today. Our phone number. You okay, Bob?
Yeah, a little tremor.
1-800-636-1067.
You would have been great in Son of Paleface. I'll tell you that right there. Little Ron. Ron Cherokee.
Yes, sir.
There you go, right there. There he is, Ron.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Good night.
Okay, stay right there, Bob.
Huh?
Stay there.
This what? Is the Don and Mike Show.
No. Did you do everything to Lucy?
Everything, yeah. We got it, yeah, right there. Yeah, Lucy used to come in the dressing room, you know, do the road pictures.
Yeah.
We'd bang.
You'd bang her?
Yeah, wild stuff. She's a wild girl. Great kid. Smart kid. Smart as a whip right there.
You ever do her, up the butt?
Huh?
You ever do her up the butt?
Yeah, if we're doing a show. What the hell are you doing? Jesus Christ, what are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
Did you ever do Lucy?
Come on now. What? I don't wear blue. I told that man, I told the first thing I said. I said, God damn it, I don't wear blue, and I just want you to make sure that we know those things. I got my monologues all set to go, and I'll do that, but I'm not going to go. Did you say up the butt? What the hell's wrong with you? That's wild. Yeah, no, what the hell am I doing? What kind of agent? You know, they take advantage of you, I'll tell you. Oh, I do the old stuff. I thought I was going to do that. He wanted the old jokes. He said they said, bring him in and he'll do his old shtick. And I had the whole monologue written out here for Christ. Who are you?
I'm Don and Mike Show.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
God damn it, no, you're not.
Yes, I am, Bob.
And I smell. When Dolores and I go into a restaurant, they prop us right next to the raw bar right there. Yeah. When I pee, I don't need a urinal, I need a dustpan. Yeah, all right, right there. There you go. Yeah, see, all right. My idea of a hot date is a cup of warm New York steak, grilled, fresh, then mixed in a blender and fed to me with a spoon. And I'll tell you something, my scabs, man.
Oh, wow. Right, your scabs, are
my
they
scabs,
wild?
They know. They met my other scabs when they had a scab convention. Yeah, I got so many scabs. Yeah. Covering my white legs. Oh. Yeah. Okay, now I read this. Is this the thing?
Yes, Bob, let's play right Low Budget Jeopardy.
Big show.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Big show. I like doing the radio. It's fun, yeah. It makes me the old days. Right? I started out in Waterloo, you know. Leslie Hope, working with SEALs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Little Bob Hope. This is Bob I Love a Game Hope, saying it's time for Low Budget Jeopardy. Now let's welcome a collections fella from Sacramento, California. Let's say hi to Nobs. What the hell kind of name is this? Jesus. I can't read this crap.
How do you pronounce? How do you say it?
What the hell am I supposed to say?
It's
what
Nob.
Is it?
Nob. It's a Nob. Lady. It's Nob.
Nob. I never heard that name. Nob. Were you on the USO tour in Da Nang, 1968?
No, I missed that one.
Nob Singh. Right there. There she is. Right there. Yes.
Hi, Don. Hi, Bob.
Now, hello, Nob.
Now, in the studio is the second challenger, a computer software manufacturer from Wichita. Let's say hi to little old Mike Auburn right there.
There he
right
is. There. Hello,
hi,
Mike.
There he is. Hi, Bob.
Now. All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. This guy knows more about games than Bill Clinton talking to Hillary. Yeah, right there.
Yes,
ladies
sir.
And gentlemen, let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo right there.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes,
and hello, Mike. Hello, Nav.
Nav, right here.
Throw me a curveball, man.
Kids, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. Wearing clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, unless we're playing the game. Then it's LQ or Quizmaster, and always call him
Yeah, wow.
Bob Holmes. old.
What is she, a person or a compass? Yeah.
All right, here are your categories, kids, and they are WCW. Or WWF.
WWF, I don't know those letters. Jeez, come on, make it more complicated, for God's sake. 98 years old.
How old is that star?
How's a star? I'm older than most stars. Yeah, I got my own solar system with scabs.
New on home video.
Yeah, video. That ruined life, didn't it, huh? Get people out of the theaters.
Guess the NFL draft order.
Yeah, I love football. Love the football game. Like to switch it on. I put it on the machine.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals. I know that. Mighty P's and Q's. Ladies and gentlemen, always make sure your children get a good education.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Ron.
So, when you bang Lucy...
Huh?
When you banged Lucy?
Ah, Lucy. She's a great piece of ass. I don't mind telling you. Yeah.
Up the butt.
Now, I told you. Not the butt. What the hell? I know what you're talking about. I've been around the block. I know. You know, Bing used to have the big parties at his place out in Beverly Hills. We know that butt. Yeah. I don't talk like
that.
Did
you do that to Lucy?
I told you, for Christ's sake, I don't work blue. I don't work blue. And if you're going to make me work blue, I'm going to walk right out of here.
All right,
you don't
Bob.
Want that. I won't get my check. Back. I don't like it.
Simmer down.
I've had all this crap.
He's down. Rob,
he's down.
Rob, you got to pick up his girl. Bob Hope, he's down.
Hey, get me up,
God damn
it.
Is there a bone poking through, Rob?
Yeah, I think I see a hip bone.
That's my femur. No. That's my goddamn femur.
Upsie daisy. Upsie daisy.
Wow.
Fragile.
Yeah, right there.
You can still take a fall, Mr. O.
Puncture wound.
Great pratfall.
Yeah, puncture wound right there. Here you go.
You okay, Bob?
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'm a little clammy. It's hot in here, I'll tell you right now.
Well, our air conditioning broke today.
I'm just a little lightheaded. Please, somebody give me a glass of hot dog. Please, just a little bit of something. Put something, chew it up, and put it in a cup.
Nav, wild stuff. Yeah. Nav, we do like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Nav,
I'm glad.
Nice name. Yeah, wild. All right, Nav, go ahead. This is little old Bob Hope saying, "Go win, your game."
Okay. Come on. I'd like to take. How old is that star?
All right.
How old is that star? What a surprise that is.
Yeah. Bob, I'm sure you're going to have her on one of your next specials. Huh? Lil Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
17.
That was not in the form of a question.
Let's go right over to Mike Auburn from Wichita.
What is 17?
Yes. Yeah, right there. $1 for you, Mike. Okay, I'm going to sharpen up now. You got $1. Go again. Yeah, right there. Go on, Mike. Right. Yes, sir.
How old is that star for two?
Noah Wiley.
What is
24? No.
Missed the boat. You missed the boat on that one, Mike, so we're going to go to little old Nab Singh right here. Yeah, yes, sir.
What is 31?
31, no. No, Wiley. 27.
27, right there. 27. Cute kid, yeah. Good actor. All right, Mike?
How old does that start for three?
Liam Neeson.
What is 47?
47, no. Are you picking a scab right now,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, I got skull. I'm getting right down to skull. Right there, yeah, picking out the sun. They told me not to go out in the sun with a well.
Do you eat your
scabs? Yeah. Oh yeah.
You eat your scabs?
Yeah. Plenty of protein in scabs.
I got a boatload of them too.
Bob Scab.
My scabs could have their own NBC special.
Hey, man. Nav, it's your chance to steal.
What is 43?
No. You're pretty close, Mike. Liam Neeson's 46.
Yeah. All right. Right there, Mike. You're in control of the board. It's time to play a little bit of Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Bob, we already did all that part.
Righto.
We did that part already.
All right, Dad, steal right here. It's your chance to steal.
Mike.
Or pick another one, huh?
That's it. Pick another scab,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, sir.
Mike.
There you go.
All right, for my next scab, I'll go with states and capitals for one.
States and capitals. States always and capitals. Anticipated yet highly dreaded.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It is the capital of the great state of Arkansas.
What is Little Rock?
Yes, yeah. Correct, Amundo.
Home of Bill Clinton. No, where's my joke? All right, go ahead, Mike.
States and capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Michigan.
What is...
You blew it. You blew it. I nab your chance to steal.
What is Detroit?
Not hardly, no. It's Lansing.
Lansing, yeah, I've been there. Been there, yeah. In the early days, we were promoting the road to Zanzibar. Yeah, right there. Right there, Mike, it's you're in control.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is game. Not a good sketch.
Capital of Alabama.
Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah.
How much does he get? I've lost my place.
Three, Bob.
$3. Mike, you're in control. You're having a fine game. We all appreciate playing good games. We're all glad you could be here today. Now, please welcome the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you,
right
Bob.
There. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Mike, go again, please.
Let's try NFL draft order for one, please.
Okay, guess that NFL draft order.
Yeah, I like the football players. We got something for them around here.
This team has the first pick.
Yeah.
What is Cleveland?
Yes.
Yeah, some assembly may be required.
I'll give you that. Cleveland Browns, yes.
$1 for you there, Mike. Yeah, okay.
NFL draft order for two, please.
This team has the second pick.
Who are the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes, correct again.
Oh, yeah, $2. It's snowing from my earlobes. All right, Mike, go again, please.
NFL draft order for three, please.
This team has the third pick.
Who are the Cincinnati Bengals?
That's right.
$3. Yes, sir.
There you go. You ran a category, Bob.
Way to go. Okay, that means you're little old Mike T. Auburn from Wichita. You're in control of the board, and now let's play. Huh?
Mike, pick another category.
Jesus Christ.
Let's try new on video for one, please.
Hey, come on.
New on video.
That's going on.
For one.
Hey, come on.
Stars Brad Pitt.
Where's Joey Heatherton?
Oh, what is...
No, you missed that. Okay, we got, Phnom Penh over here. Once. Yeah, go, what's the deal here? You want to steal that, Nav?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, wow, there she is, right there.
What is Meet Joe Black?
Meet Joe Black is correct.
How much money
I got
get?
One.
What'd she get, $1?
$1, Bob.
There we go, right, okay, let's say hi to Mel DeMarcos right over here. Select again there, yeah, right there.
I'll take new on home video for two.
All right, yeah.
Stars Oprah Winfrey.
What is Beloved?
Beloved, yes.
Okay, $2 for you, Sing.
Let's close out that category with new on home video for three.
Stars Jennifer Tilly.
What is...
Sorry, Nav, now it's time for Mike to... Are you okay, honey?
No.
What's... I'm sorry, you're going to the second round, all right? Right there. All right, Mike, your chance to steal.
What is Bounce?
No.
Now, Bride of Chucky.
Oh.
Bride of Chucky.
All right, now let's go back to Nav. You're in control, baby.
I'll yeah. WCW or WWF for one.
Bet you will.
So when you were with Lucy.
Yeah, oh, wow.
You banged her, right?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
You do her up the butt?
Hey, come on, I told you. I'm not doing it. I'm bleeding from my femur, for God's sake. Oh, Jesus, I want my check and I want it now. I'm a powerful manager, but don't you forget about Bob. I can't see it here, but I swear to God, I'll kick your ass.
Okay, WCW or WWF.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my job here.
Goldberg.
Up the butt, anus. Anus, you want to talk about the anus? I can't do this one. Together. Where were we in the game?
Goldberg.
Yeah. Yeah, little.
Nav.
Yeah? What
right.
about him?
Right, WCW or WWF?
Oh, WCW?
That was not in the form of a question.
Come on, Nav, pay attention. Come on, it's a short game. Hey, Mike, it's your chance to seal. Here's a real tricky one for you. Yeah, wow.
What is WCW?
That's correct.
$1 for Mike, right there.
Yes, sir.
Got his thinking cap on, just like Bing. Always thinking, always at an angle, bastard. All right, Mike, go ahead. Yeah.
WCW or WWF for two, please.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What is WWF?
That's correct.
$2 right there. Yeah, there you go, Mike. Select again. You're doing a great job, and we're all real proud to have you. Maybe you can come back next year.
WCW or WWF for three, please.
Yeah.
Big Papa Pump.
Hey, what
is WCW?
That's also correct.
$3 right there. There he goes, Mike. You're in control and you're having a great game. We're all very excited about your progress and we hope that it's going to work out this year.
Bob, that is
Christmas time. What?
That's the end of the game, Bob.
Oh, that's the end of the first round, and that means that we're going to go to the second round, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Y'all come back next year. And I can say on behalf of me and Dolores and all of our family, it's very exciting to be here at Christmas time. So thank you so much. Bless to you. Blessed to you and your families from Bob Hope.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to do a break. We will be right back.
I can't feel my lips.
This is the... Stay tuned. Your chance to win the cash call jackpot is coming up. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty. governing the gay planet of the apes, Herr Geronimo and Harold Mara.
Now listen, in a few moments, we're going to be putting all the names of everybody that won a prize this week on the show to give away a Panasonic DVD player, five DVD videos from DVD Express. Shop the web's number one DVD superstore, DVDExpress.com. Looking for a particular movie? DVDExpress.com has over 3,000 titles at 40 to 50% off. And the best place to go for new releases and coming attractions, DVDExpress.com is your ticket, Bob, to Hollywood. Bob?
Hey,
Bob.
I haven't had this much fun since I did Here Comes the Brunettes. this is the rehearsal?
Yeah, just the rehearsal.
Rock, yeah, I'm ready to go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm real excited to be here on the Ron and Mike Show because we're having such a good time. Radio is the first love for me. It goes back a long way.
Huh? Bob, let's say hello again to Nav and to Mike.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, you jogged my memory there. You got little old Nav Singh right over here and Mike Auburn right there.
Guys, it's time for a final low-budget Jeopardy.
Right, yeah.
Where we physically force you both to bet it all, and good luck. Here's your category. Get to know Charlie.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
On this date,
who the hell was that?
In 1977.
Is that a Bing joke? Bing
Charlie's
around?
Angels was the highest rated TV show of the season. A
crappy crooner is what he was.
And here's your final low budget Jeopardy answer.
He did Bing.
The names of the three original angels.
Yeah?
Oh, how easy could this be?
I'll be meeting the angels pretty soon.
The name of the three original angels.
Yeah.
And don't forget to answer in the form of a question. And
yeah.
Good luck.
My commercial now? This is my commercial that I'm supposed to read here.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob for Texaco Hope. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a canceled check from the office of Bob Hope. That's right. These checks are authentic and contain a genuine Bob Hope signature, and I've been informed by the collectible people that at the time of my death, these canceled checks will triple in value. That's better than any hot internet stock, isn't it? Ah, yeah, right there.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
And some of these checks have some of my blood on them.
Oh.
Good luck. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex DeBeceronimo right there.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Really?
Yeah, right there.
Your blood.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be writing checks and I'll get a paper cut.
Oh.
I get a paper cut and I bleed.
We want to talk to Nav first, right?
Nav Singh. There she is, right there. Sacramento Nav Singh. How about that name? Huh? Wow.
Nav, right? Yeah. Wow. Name of the three original Charlie's Angels.
I wasn't born then.
Ah, little old yeah, I was 80 then. All right. Now we go to little old Mike Auburn. Yes, sir.
Mike, you can win if you have the correct answer.
Who were Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson?
That is absolutely correct.
Yes, she is right there, yeah. Mike Auburn, way to go. That means you're the low budget Jeopardy champion, baby.
Thank
way
you,
to
Bob.
Go. Yeah, right.
Now,
there.
Mike, you're the big wiener, and Nav.
Nav.
I'm the big loser.
Yes, but don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Here is Bob Hope to tell you about your gifts, and Mike, Bob will tell you about your money. Bob.
They didn't put them in the prizes. The prizes here weren't put on the goddamn big letters. I wanted the big letters. I told you that. I can't read without the big letters.
Do your best.
Can I say hi to someone real quick?
Sure, go ahead, Nav.
Yeah. Say hi to David, Melissa, O'Hara, and Jeff. Hi.
Hey, little old Dave and Melissa. Yeah, right there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Nav. You through?
Yeah.
All right. You want a free omelet breakfast from Denny's. Denny's omelets are available from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Denny's.
Rob, can I get an extra one so I can take Rob with me when he's down in Sacramento?
Yes, sir. Yeah, goodies and comfortable seats. Denny's. But wait.
There's more.
You want a Snake Eyes prize pack. Nicholas Cage and Gary Sinise starring Snake Eyes.
All right.
Order it tonight on pay-per-view and call me to the General Cables. Copy bill at 703-378-8888. But wait.
There's more.
You've won an all AOL Power Tools software. Courtesy of this computer crap. Jesus, what the hell is great? We used to file stuff. Courtesy of BPS software. Software, hardware, hardware stores. Jesus Christ, I'm trying to. You've won an AOL Power Tools software. Courtesy of BPS software. Log on to gopowertools.com. To learn. Hey, come on.
No.
I don't know the technology.
It,
Jesus, like, just like cordless telephones.
Let me say
it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, next thing you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to put me on a spaceship?
Go to powertools.com.
Goddamn spaceship. I can't read the prizes.
Go to powertools.com.
Like, I don't understand it.
To learn how their software can make your life easier.
The net. That's all I goddamn hear about, the net.
I used to fish for the net. That's what I did.
Now, listen, what did you tell Mike about his money?
Huh?
No.
Did you tell Mike about his money?
Yeah, you double your score, and you win the money. All right. You got $59 there, Mike Auburn from Wichita. It's a great city and a great time. Lots of great men fought in World War II from Wichita. We appreciate all their service.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Nav. Thank you, Mike. Kids, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
hold
Bob.
On.
Thanks,
hold
Bob.
On now. Bob, it's normally at this time that I would ask you a question and to get you to say vish ass, but would you hang just for a moment?
Yeah, I can hang, but I don't want any more of that neck stuff. I hate that WW. Only WW is WW2.
We're going to do
it. I walked over my golf club, and I would say the GI.
Kooky, crazy cash call right now.
Right there. What the hell is that?
That's a cash call.
Huh?
You know, we call people up, and if they know how much is in our kooky, crazy jackpot, they win it all.
I never had to do those kind of gimmicks when I did my specials for NBC.
You know who won last week on the show is Lucy.
Hey, Lucy.
And you know what she said?
What'd she say? Bob's the best?
You did her off the butt.
Hey, now, Jesus, I told you, I don't want that butt talk. It's nasty. I don't want
blue. And furthermore, Ethel Mertz said you did her up the butt, too.
I didn't go near her. No, she was a nasty, bitter lady. Didn't have anything to do with it. She's fat. No fat chicks for Bob. No way. When Crosby and I, you know, when Crosby wasn't sliming around doing one of his business tricks, I tell you, we used to get lots of chicks. Bang them all the starlets. Not all the big ones with the big names, but a lot of the ones that were up-and-comers. You know, we tell them we give them a roll, then we do them and leave.
Yeah. Buzz has the correct amount on his placard.
What the hell is that? Some kind of, what is that, Essence Craft?
It's the amount of the jackpot.
That is the current cash call total, Bob.
That's nothing. I'm worth a hell of a lot more than that.
You are.
So that paid Mike Gardner, for God's sake.
But this is a good prize for somebody.
Yeah, good prize. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's always nice to give people that are less fortunate than us to win. And this time, during the holidays, we always worship
your
people.
Your call cannot be completed.
The hell is that one of those on the goddamn machine?
Hold on.
Bruise. I got another bruise.
I'm making a cash call right now, Bob.
Dolores told me not to pound my fist so much because I get bruises.
That's right.
Where's area code 5 or 802? Where's that, Vermont?
I don't know where it is, but I wish somebody turned a damn light on in here.
Yeah, it's Vermont. Bob, the lights are on.
Yeah, all right. Okay, comedian, funny man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Donald Mike.
Yes, is that Matt Bentich?
Yes.
Matt Bentich from Vermont. Hello, you're on the air, Matt.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Is that Bob Hope?
Yeah, this is Bob Prize Money Hope.
Bob, we're calling you for the kooky. Matt, we're calling you for the kooky crazy cash call. And if you know how much is in it, quite simply, you win it.
Yeah, good luck to you right there. Yes, sir.
349?
That is just one shy of 350.
Yeah, does that mean he wins?
Yes, he does.
Hey!
Yay!
Yeah, right there. Yes, sir.
$349 for you.
Yeah, way to go.
$349 in cash.
Yeah, that's a reaction. Go out to buy yourself a nice Chrysler automobile.
Yes, sir.
You live in Vermont?
Yes, sir.
What station do you hear the show on?
WEAV.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Vermont's covered with trees. I understand that's where they farm the next vice president. Yeah, wow. You know, Al Gore made a wood.
That is Burlington, Vermont, and you, Matt Bentich, $349.
Yes, sir.
And the money you've just won is courtesy of Advantage Title. And we thank them. Phone number, area code 703-352-2840 for our sugar daddies at Advantage Title.
Congratulations from Bob and Dolores Hope also. Hope you have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Ron and Mike.
Thank you, Pat. Hold
Thanksgiving.
On. You want to win some of this money? Here's Dude Walker to tell you how. Dude.
What's the buzz?
Oops.
Hello.
Dude.
If you want to enter the cash call contest. 49 Washington, D.C., 20007.
Nice
back
voice.
To you, Don and Mike.
Thank you,
nice,
dude.
Nice singing voice. Like Bing.
Oh.
Yeah, nice singing voice. He was such a snake in the grass.
Let me give you a new cash call amount, everybody.
Little worm Crosby.
Since we just had another winner, which now puts us over $7,000.
I gotta,
you know, maybe
I gotta
maybe $8,000.
I gotta go.
All right, hold on. Let me give the new cash call amount.
I gotta pee.
Current cash call amount is 106.
Yeah, 106. Wow.
$106 in the kooky, crazy cash call.
Just a few years away from my 106th birthday.
People always call and ask for the fax number again. It's 1-800-636.
How do you get all these numbers around?
6410.
How many numbers you got on this show?
We only call when you say you're listening. Bob, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy's a production of...
Right here, Texaco. Big Kmart, that is big.
Coron Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, it is distributed by King World, yeah. Check out my big blue ass.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's do go to buzz now.
What's the buzz?
for oozing news and comments.
Right.
And Buzz, what is the lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Well, we've heard from Bob Hope. Now Johnny Carson speaks out about his health.
Hi-yo. Hi-yo. That's coming up, everybody. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on coming the up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Right there. Professional.
Professional.
This...
And get ready for a couple of hours of high-quality entertainment.
And I think one of the questions we're going to ask, and this will help the Beach Towel Society, would be that, you know, why are you dissatisfied with your breasts? I think that is, you know, that'll be the part. Just to clue in everybody, that's the part you're going to want to listen to.
And we'll be describing them. Every vein.
Let me know if you have any.
Every stretch. Every sagging,
nipple guy.
Drooping nipple. Yeah, well, trust me, we'll cover it all, man.
Terrific.
All right, thank you.
Rock
a lot of people,
on.
A lot of people looking forward to this.
Rock on. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Buzz.
Hey.
Rob. I was calling to talk to you guys about the Sports Junkies, because they're doing their national audition tonight and tomorrow.
Right. Wish them good luck, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be on in, I think, a couple of the other listening areas.
They are very excited about that, and we wish them the very best of luck.
Yeah, we sure do. We're pulling for them all the way, man.
Yep. So they're awesome, and everybody should listen to them. Check your local listings.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and it's you know, exciting for those guys out of Bowie, Maryland.
Paul, the only thing I told Eric is be very concerned because they're hooking up with Westwood One.
Yes.
That's all I told Eric.
Yes,
just worry very much about Westwood One.
That is a bit of a show.
It's been very hard for us to, you know, to not say to them, you know, hey, you know, we're very happy about this network situation, but look at the network.
Oh, they're good guys. I hope their show does great tonight. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be on at 10 o'clock.
Good.
Late night. On some of these stations, right, on some of our stations, mm-hmm. I think. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling. I'm a TV and film actor out of California. And
what have you been in?
What's that?
What have you been in?
What have I been? Well, I did, I've done a couple stints on, like, Nash Bridges. And which, yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, so we got a serious actor on the phone here.
Did you have a speaking?
Incredible.
Did you have a speaking part?
You know, in Nash Bridges, I didn't. Probably the biggest speaking thing that I've done, TV and film wise, was I did a industrial film for Korean television, actually, you know, didn't run here. Ran
Mike, you know what? We're bigger actors than this guy.
Yes, we've got better credits.
Probably are, but the.
So you were an extra on Nash Bridges.
Yeah, I did some extra work with
you. You didn't have a speaking role, as Mike and I did on Babylon 5 or The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
See, yeah, sir, because Don and I are familiar with the business that way.
Yeah, well, you're huge. I understand.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we're blowing up.
And, you know, I was going to say earlier that you can expect this movie star bashing to continue all, you know, until we get our three-picture deal. And it's going to get worse and worse as the years go by.
All right, so what did you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say that actually being on set... is exactly the way you guys describe it. It is what we do. It's really kind of silly how absolutely catered to the actors are. And, you know, for example, when I did the deal for Korean television, I showed up, you know, it was my biggest gig I'd got. And all of a sudden,
we're trying not to laugh at the fact that that's your big gig, being on Korean television. Who knew the Koreans had television?
Yeah, well, people are, you know, bringing you sandwiches and what can I get for you?
Were you the star? Were you the star of the industrial film?
What's that?
Were you the star of the industrial film?
I was a principal role for the series. Yeah, I played. They shot half of it in Korea and half of it in the States.
Congratulations!
So they flew you over to Korea. That had to be exciting.
But
I guess he's not listening. He's talking.
No, he's talking about his fantastic career, Mike. Being the star of an industrial film made in Korea.
Hey, you know, I'm not saying I'm a star. I'm not saying I'm Mr. Big Shot at all. I'm just, this is what
I do.
Well,
I just should point out to you that when you were talking about, you said, we. When you were talking about how actors are treated, we are, you know, we are really.
It's the royal we, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Right, gotcha. Right. I gotcha. Queen's English.
The Royal Ween.
I know what you're saying. What'd you say? Royal Ween?
The Royal Ween.
Right, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's Burbank. Yes, sir. Hello?
Daughter Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Speaking of beach towels, whatever happened to DJ Dick Dale?
Who? Who?
The guy who had who? People come down to a station and...
Oh, you mean the guy that had people come down and masturbate for him?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That story made the news, and that guy got arrested. I have no idea what happened to him.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
You think we have a big Rolodex and we call these people every day?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, was that a Futz you checking in just a moment ago?
He was my own student.
He was fut you. Hello, this is the last call because we're going to start the breast contest now. Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, boys, how are you guys doing?
Hey, my friend.
Doing good here. Hey, a few years ago, I was an assistant to a photographer up in New York, and we were on the set of a TV commercial for Mr. T. And talk about a guy who could not, absolutely could not come out of character. The guy was a giant.
Well, don't you think that Mr. T is a guy who really...
That's Mr. T.
Plays himself.
You know, kind of like that all the time. I don't think that that was a put-on act. You know, I pity the fool.
Oh, but I mean, when, you know, he was shooting the TV commercial, and then when, it, you know, between takes, he'd come over to us that we were doing the print ads for it, for Burger King, and, you know, he just, hey, how you doing, and all that. It was not like that at all. It was like, hey, I pity the fool, you know. And it just, like, trying to give the guy a little bit of direction was...
I'd like to point out that so far we've gotten the people in the industry, the connected members of the industry that have called, have been a guy that did a Korean industrial film.
Right.
And an assistant to a still photographer on a TV.
Burger King commercial. All right, thank you.
Thank you for the insight, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. Touche. Touche. Well, I pray for that life. I pray for that easy, cushy life.
Yeah. Movie actors got it the best.
What's my motivation? You know, my motivation today was the ugly breast contest.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's all the motivation I need.
Terrific.
Broyhill just stuck his little bony head in the studio and said that as of this moment, there are 20 women here.
Wow.
20 out of 27 have already arrived, so you know what?
That's great.
We're not going to wait for the other seven.
Good.
If they show up, they're in. And
wonderful.
If not, well, screw them.
Sure.
We'll be back after this, and we'll start the ugly breast contest. Baby.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans... Okay. There is one. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Hoping that all female listeners put them in their place. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, listen. We've not heard from Louis the Retard.
Oh, no.
Remember, he's down at the IRS last hour with his little nine jokes that we wrote for him.
Some international thing was going on, so they said there was a SWAT team, one of those, you know, sniper guys up on the roof.
He's wearing his Uncle Sam suit, and he's out there with all these jokes that we wrote for him, like, hey, I'm here, I'm queer, I'm not paying taxes.
That's right.
And we sent him down to a location, the main post office in D.C., where people are going to be dropping by to get those last-minute tax forms he had.
Ooh. Yeah, having a cup of Joe, steaming a cup of Joe, and taking a bite of a donut.
Pay your stamps. It's our tax break to you. Tax relief kit. And most stations, here's what they give away. They give away stamps,
right.
Coffee, donuts, and a couple of aspirins.
Yes, for those tax man headaches.
But since we last sent Lewis to the post office, because all the TV stations will be doing live shots down there, we want him to scream some of these jokes on TV.
Of course.
We have not heard word one from him.
Well, I should point out to everyone that it is Lewis. You know, things are not always going to go perfectly.
So if Lewis calls back either from the post office or from the IRS, we'll get him right on. There are at least 20 women here for the ugly breast contest.
Yay. The winner receives a complimentary breast augmentation.
And before we start, and we'll bring the women right in, we want to say hello to Dr. Junta.
Yes. Dr. Junta, who is the doctor that has gotten involved with this, and we're very grateful for his services.
He's going to be doing the snip-snip and putting the bags, you know, the implants. In the winner's boobies.
Right.
So let's bring Dr. Junta in now. And Buzz, has anybody informed you that after we interview the doctor that he will be sharing your cubicle today?
Yes, this will be a judge's booth today.
The judge's booth. And what we'll do is we'll have the girls one at a time, because, you know, because this is a big-time radio station, yet there are only in the main studio three microphones.
That is correct, yes.
So it'd get kind of crowded. It's like when we do strip trivia. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to put people like in two and three different rooms because this station is so crappy they won't put any more microphones in here.
People sitting on other people's laps. It's really uncomfortable.
So we'll have Buzz and the doctor in the next room.
Right, yeah.
Myself and my... Yes, sir!
Right there!
And Robbie. Rob will be out on his cot having Doritos in the back of the room.
Right.
And then we'll have five judges.
Yes.
So there can't be a tie since there's five of us.
Beautiful.
There's me and Mike and
six
Rob.
Six judges?
And yeah. Bub. Six.
There's two Dr. Juntas.
There are two Dr. Juntas.
Oh. All right, well, wheel them in, Robbie.
Here come the doctors.
Let's meet the doctors right now.
Here come the plastic surgeons as we speak.
The Hello. Doctor's Junta.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, doctor. Are you our Dr. Junta?
Right, Joe.
And you are Dr. Junta?
That's right.
Are you guys brothers?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
The brothers Junta?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Junta, we are looking so forward to this contest today. What can you tell us about the implants that you will be giving the lucky winner today?
Well, number one, they're free.
All right, well, we do know that. But what can you tell us? I mean, can you explain to us the operation and how you do it and the kind of results you get?
Sure, sure. The operation is usually done on the patient as an outpatient. They don't have to stay overnight. They come in that morning, and they have some sedation the first thing to take the edge off their nerves.
Right.
And then eventually they're put to sleep. We go ahead and do the surgery. We make an incision underneath the breast to hide it, we make a large pocket underneath their natural breast.
Baby.
And
I'll get turned on by this.
It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
And then we go ahead and put the implant in. The saline inflatable implants are available to us at this time.
And how long until the breast looks all new and beautiful?
I would say between 2 and 3 weeks.
That's all.
So, I mean, not only is this
fantastic,
it wasn't always an outpatient deal, right? I mean, it used
years ago, when we had the silicone gel implants, and patients were kept in overnight, and their bandages were left on for 6 days. And
so it's come that far where it's just an outpatient procedure, and then in 2 to 3 weeks, right. Bingo, you got new breasts.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Let me ask the other Dr. Junta. Approximately how many breasts have you done in your experience?
Well, you're asking the wrong one.
Well, I thought you guys are both doctors.
Right. Yeah. He does different types.
Other types of plastic surgery.
Are you the breast man?
I'm the breast man.
How many have you done then, doctor?
Oh, I've been doing them since about 1970.
Wow. So give me an estimate. You've done 1,000?
I would say maybe a couple of thousand.
Couple of thousand.
Wow. So you know what you're doing.
Well, I've been doing them, like I said, since 1970.
Can I ask you a medical question?
Sure.
You ever get a boner?
No.
While you're doing that? No? Absolutely not? Okay.
Well, my wife has fixed me before I get to go.
And guys, what is your website? It's www.plasticsurgeon.com, right?
Right.
Can't you tell these guys, the plastic surgeons, they're people that take care of that for them? Can't you tell?
They don't have a clue.
That's right. They just kind of, they get in there and they do, and you do a little plastic surgery in other areas?
That's right.
Okay.
What are some of the other areas that you do?
Well, top to bottom.
Will you do buttocks?
Liposuction, yes, mm-hmm. And we can do buttocks increases. There are buttocks lifts and buttocks implants. And actually, even fat transfer, we can borrow from one area to give a little boost to the other area.
Wow, that's incredible.
You ever do vaginal plastic surgery?
We have. There is not a big demand for it. There's actually, that's a very interesting question.
Thank you.
Very good question, Don.
Thank you, doctor.
France and Brazil, there are many more people interested in this kind of surgery, and it's actually got a title. It's called Surgery of Intimacy.
Surgery of Intimacy. Yes. Give it to the French to come up with a delicate name.
No surprise the French need that.
Right. And mainly it is doing work to either reduce excess tissue or actually in ladies who are sagging in certain areas can plump them up with fat transfers.
Doctor, I hate to interrupt you here, but I have to comment on your tie. That is a plastic surgery tie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's a plastic surgery tie. That is very cool. He's got a. You see what he's got on there? He's got
looks
tummy
like an
tucks.
Andy Warhol tie.
He's got
what
tummy
is it?
Tucks, nose jobs. Look at that. All the people that have little problems with that would need plastic surgery. Boob jobs on that tie. Very cool tie, doctor.
Yes, my wife gave it to me. It's a Nicole Miller. She told me to say that
for a plastic surgeon.
Have you guys performed surgery on your wives?
Silence.
No, not I.
How about you, the other Dr. Junta?
Excuse me, not cosmetic surgery.
Okay.
what are you taking out her? you taking out her kidney, or have you?
No, she
taking out her tonsils.
She had a little breathing problem and internal nasal.
So you did a little rhinoplasty thing, or no? No,
well, not technically, okay, just to improve the breathing. No,
deviated septum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No external changes.
Very good.
How about you, the other Dr. Junta?
No.
Okay. Or these guys are both stone silent.
Well, they're doctors. You know, the bottom line is they're doctors.
Right. All right, doctors.
I'm not that brave.
Excuse me, Doc?
I'm not that brave to operate on my own.
All right, there's your booth over there. Mm-hmm. Please go over with Dr. Burbank.
Doctors Junta and Junta, it's a pleasure meeting you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And we really appreciate your participation.
Thank you. Thank you for the implants we'll be giving away today.
I think it should be reassuring to the woman that's having this procedure that they were just about as uncomfortable as we would be in the operating room.
Hey, doctors.
Sure.
Hold on, I got a question. One last question. Doctors? Doctors, come here for a minute. Can I smell your hands? No, I'm kidding. Get out of here. They all came in presenting their hands. We sure had smell.
They did it in that medical way, you know.
These hands have been touched by God.
It's cool there. It's a brother act.
Cool.
All right, Robbie, we need index cards, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we'll do is we'll grade each woman's breasts.
I want to make sure that I've got the grading system right here. We are one for the lowest and five for the best. The woman with the lowest overall score.
She will receive the free implants.
And the next one on the list will receive $500.
And all of the women get wonderful bustiers and lacy bras from Fashion Fantasy.
You know, it's at this moment that I'm realizing the surreal nature of what we're doing right now.
Fashion Fantasy, 1-800-637-6842. And we thank them for their patronage also. There is Buzz getting the doctor's set. Now, Buzz, turn your microphone on. Let me hear what you're doing over there.
It's on. We're arranging everybody in what is virtually a closet in here.
Very good.
There's the doctors, both of them having a seat now. Buzz is doing his best to get his microphone set.
Buzz,
there.
I would recommend that during the commercial breaks, perhaps you have the good doctors take a peek at your scar.
I should.
Show them right now.
Yeah, show them your scar,
Doc. Well, it's all bandaged up. I'd have to peel the tape off, and I don't have any extra tape with me.
Oh, all right, gotcha. Are you still wearing a tampon on it?
Yes, I am.
And when did they say you'd be taking that tampon? Well, you asked the doctors.
It's actually a maxi pad, and I get to take it off, I guess when it stops weeping, I suppose.
Weeping.
When your sore stops right. Weeping.
Right. Weeping.
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
All right, well, Buzz is set with the doctors.
Very good.
Six judges. Everybody got your index cards?
Yes.
Okay, good. Everybody got number two pencil? Don't forget, we're going to be rating each woman individually. Let's meet them one at a time, starting right now.
One at a time, and we'll write the name at the top of the index card and the score right underneath.
Ugly breast contest. And I'm more than a little concerned about Lewis.
Yeah, he hasn't checked in, has he?
Just want to mention that before we get into the ugly breast contest, that if Lewis is listening, I hope he checks in from the IRS office.
All right, here comes Charlie Broyhill.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Up, and look at that, Mike. 26 women will be evaluating today.
26, what a turnout.
26 women will be evaluating today, and here's our first... Excuse me. Yes, sir. Her name is Cheryl, and I know, Cheryl, you sent us the picture, the dominatrix picture, right?
Did.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
You're very brave to come down here and participate in our little game.
Oh, I show my breasts to everyone.
Okay, very good.
Now, Cheryl, obviously you're a lesbian. I mean, I would know that even without the T-shirt that says "The Lesbian Avenger, Too Pretty to Burn in Hell."
Yeah, Nutty Christian said that to one of our Avengers, Kelly, once, a promise keeper. And
so you're an active lesbian.
Well, yes, and I was here. I was lesbian number 9 for the Ellen Show.
Oh, cool. When we did the Night of 100 Lesbians,
that's right.
Yes.
Would you be active or militant in your lesbianism?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Good answer.
And are you the husband or the wife in your lesbian relationship?
I'm not in a relationship right now, so I'm very flexible. I could, you know, I switch either way. Mm-hmm. You know.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, please, God. I don't know, Roseanne. I don't know. What do you think?
Little Roseanne. I'm trying to think of somebody a little bit...
Shorter hair than Roseanne.
Yeah, shorter hair than Roseanne.
You definitely
Roseanne.
Got the lesbian haircut happening.
Of course. You spanked me with your frying pan on my birthday. Remember I said I would take it off and put it in the drawer?
I think you're a combination between Roseanne and Newman from Seinfeld.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
A little George Costanza also in the face. Don't you?
Thank
Costanza.
You, but I have more hair than he does.
You definitely do.
Can I make a shout out? Yes. Anne, the lesbian from Strip Trivia, says hello.
Yay.
She says hi to you, Anne the lesbian. She won Strip Trivia a while back, and Dave-O the fag says hi too.
Okay, all right.
Fantastic. I think we've covered the gay community.
All of
now.
Our gay friends checking in. Cheryl, what we're going to ask you to do is take your shirt off, please.
There we go.
And while you're taking your shirt off, tell us why you think you have ugly breasts.
Well, first of all, I'd like you to meet Rachel and Louise, their names.
Ah, their names.
Rachel and Louise.
Because they have stretch marks and scars.
There we go.
Oh.
All right.
And Rachel is a little larger than Louise.
Well, oops, now you got some
something just came out.
Oh, she actually had something underneath each of her breasts.
She brought props.
What?
That's a little like a toy breast that's bouncing up and down with little feet.
Oh, look at this. It is a pacifier.
A breast pacifier.
A breast pacifier.
And
she also...
Boobs.
She also brought a breast. You know, like those chattering teeth that you wind up?
You know, when she first lifted those breasts up, I thought that those were part of her underneath there. It's a very, very scary moment. Now, what are you opening here? What is this?
Boob candies I got from the Pleasure Place.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the boob candy. Oh, look, Mike.
Yes.
They're like Hershey's Kisses.
I believe Cheryl deserves a round of applause for a full presentation.
And erasers, boob erasers, and penis erasers for the women or the gay guys.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Very nice, Cheryl.
Very, very good.
I should tell you that all of these penis and breast gifts will not influence the judges.
And they weren't supposed to. They were just from the bottom of my breast.
Now, your breasts are big.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are you looking to have?
Look at her playing with them.
Jesus Christ. If you win the augmentation.
You know, I can do this, too.
Oh, my God.
Just a little taste.
I would say very little effort required to do that also. If you win the augmentation, what would you have done? What would you want done?
Well, they have to be implants.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're giving away is implants.
Right? I would hope that I could switch with someone. I don't think I need. Do you think I need them to be any bigger? Well, really? No, really.
I'll be honest. They could stand up.
They could get a little lift.
They're old. These are old breasts. They've been through a lot. Seen their scars.
What are those? What are those? What are those spots?
I got scratched by the cat here and mosquito bites and stuff.
Oh, on her breasts.
See, you know.
I think
what
this
am
is
I
a,
telling you?
This is a terrific first contestant that we're having here.
Those are some ugly breasts.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're big though. What size are they?
I think they're like 46 double D.
My God,
like they're big.
And I do show them too, just about everywhere.
And if you would now please stand in front of the window with Buzz and the doctors.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
The doctors are also going to take a look here and
contestant number one.
Doctors, Dr. Junta, think you could do something with this woman?
Yeah, she could be helped.
She could be helped. All right, then we're going to ask everybody at this point to please take a look at Cheryl's breasts.
Very good.
She's contestant number one, Cheryl. And please rate them from 1 to 5. 1 being the lowest number you can possibly give.
That's right. That's terrific.
Right, well, keeping in mind that I think we're going to see more.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to be objective, too.
Should we announce our scores?
What I don't see why not.
All right. I'll give her a 1.5.
Ah, very good.
Those are pretty
good. Are we going to do decimals? Are we going to do half? Or
I think we should because I'd like. Right. Excuse me, doctor?
We just want to make sure we understand the rating system.
Five is the best. Five would be real good. They don't need them.
And you can use half scores. So.
And a one would be the one that you think most definitely needs the operation.
Got it.
All right, so I'll give her a 1.5. Everybody, hold them up like this, please, even though we're not on TV. Hold them up, Mike.
Due to the fact that we didn't use the decimals, I didn't know we could use decimals, I actually gave her a 2.
Very optimistic.
A 2, yes, a 2. A 2.
Robbie?
Robbie? Cheryl is so comfortable with her breath.
Hi, Rob. What do you give her?
I gave her a 1.5 down from a 2.
1.5.
I originally had a 2, but...
All right, now who's tallying these? Are they being...
Charlie Broyho or Rob. You know, they're good with math.
Okay.
Just hand them over to Rob.
All right, here you go, Rob.
Buzzy, what do you give her?
I give her a 2.
All right, and how about the doctors?
The doctors are not... the doctors... Hold on. The doctors, we were told before the show... are not supposed to say what they think.
That's right. The doctors are not allowed on the air to give
that's right.
That.
That's
Thank
right.
you for remembering that, Mike.
Okay, it's just one of our little briefings we got before
the doctors
the
are not allowed. Are we allowed to give them out? Did they say that in the meeting?
I think we're fine. I think we can do that without any problem.
Then the doctor simply cannot give out his rating. Thank you, Cheryl.
You'll just
nice round of applause for Cheryl, our first contestant.
Do I need to put my shirt back on?
Yes, you please. Yes, please.
Please, Cheryl.
Quickly. There you go.
Thank you for coming by, Cheryl. We'll let you know.
Thanks for the props.
Pleasure. Enjoy the little jumping boots.
All right.
We will. Thank you. Now let's meet our second of 26 contestants. Yeah, you never hear me bitching about this job the way a movie star bitches about his job. This is a great job.
This is great. No craft here.
Here is Lindy.
Lindy!
Baby! Now, what could possibly be wrong with your breasts?
Hello, Lindy!
Hi, Lindy.
Am I supposed to stand or sit?
Stand, please.
Okay.
Stand, yes.
Stand.
All can see you, Lindy.
Where are you from, Lindy?
Actually, I live just north of King's Dominion.
Oh, by Richmond, Virginia?
Yes.
And you heard about the ugly breast contest, and you're a very attractive woman. You felt you had to participate. Why is that?
Well, my breasts need a lot of work.
Ah.
What do you think is wrong with them?
Well, I've gone through so much ridicule. All my friends have bigger breasts, and I have these big nipples for these little breasts, and they have little hairs on them. And it's just disgusting.
So the augmentation, was that the motivating factor?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
So definitely.
You got some big nipples.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know, guys. I was just asking everybody, and everybody says I don't look like anybody but myself.
You look like a little bit like Leslie Ann Warren.
Face you do.
Yep, absolutely.
And she's big like Xena.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
big strapping woman.
A little like Monica.
Very attractive woman,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, right, Buzz. Like a much skinnier Monica Lewinsky. You're not a big fat ass like she is.
That's right.
Well, Lindy, enough small talk.
Could we take my shirt off?
Yes, take your shirt off.
It's time to see the breasts so the judging can commence.
There's a nice little bra underneath. Yes.
All right.
Very small bra.
Very small bra.
What size is your bra?
Seems to matter.
34A.
34A.
Yes, little mosquito bites. I have my little boobs.
There they are.
Oh, no.
See, I have little hairs. See how ugly they are? My husband told me to point those out.
I don't see the hair.
Is your husband, is he a catalyst behind this? Is
definitely.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
I would say, it's just my opinion.
They're pretty.
They're very petite.
Not bad.
Thank you.
But also the type of breast that if the doctors got hold of them, they could do wonders with.
I think they're workable. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I don't see what's wrong with them, man.
I'm just enjoying the show today. I don't see
what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
They're very nice.
And you just want them to be bigger?
I would really like to be rated a 1 is what I would really like.
You would. You know what? I changed my mind. I don't think we should give our ratings out loud
good.
Anymore.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's
I don't
good.
Think we should anymore.
We should keep it a secret.
Because then the girls will know right away
absolutely.
If they've won or if they've lost.
I think it's a secret ballot, and then we will announce the winner at the conclusion of the voting.
Great. Because, see, your breasts aren't ugly like Cheryl's were,
mm-hmm.
but maybe, in some of the judges' opinion, maybe you're deserving of a nice set of implants.
That's true.
Thank you.
That is true.
Thank you.
Mm. I mean, I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking that once the procedure was done, Lindy be the type of person I'd want to see come back. For, the final.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and if we didn't mention that, whoever the woman is that wins the implants,
mm-hmm.
she will have to come in a couple of weeks to show us, the final goods.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
I'll be loud and proud.
Absolutely.
Now for the doctor to see contestant
oh, yes,
number
if
two.
You would stand in front of Buzz's window,
doctor.
Please.
Yeah, Buzz.
For
Buzz,
the
very, very for thoughtful
the doctor.
For
thank
the
you,
doctors,
half. For the doctors. All right, Mike, you and I can rate Lindy right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Robbie, there's my number on Lindy.
There you go.
My number on Lindy. There's Mike's number on Lindy.
Now, I'm not. It's going to be a secret. Yeah, I don't want you looking at
it. No, I can.
I'm very disappointed that I had to give her a high mark like that. I mean, because I know the low marks are what we're shooting for here today, but I had to be honest. I really did.
Okay. Well, listen, nice seeing you, Lindy.
Nice seeing you, too.
I put her shirt back on.
Can't tell you how much I appreciate you participating today, Lindy.
I didn't see any hair there, Lindy.
No.
I really did. Was it like a girl's mustache, very hard to see?
Yeah. Now, let's be honest, Lindy. You were trying to kind of oversell the fact that they were ugly, and you know they're really not. But that's all right.
Thanks, guys.
They're quite pretty,
okay.
Actually. One more before a break, Charlie, please. One more. Let's meet contestant number 3 of 26.
And now I just believe with our conversation with Lindy, no losers in the ugly breast contest
well,
today.
Well, Cheryl. Let's meet Angie. Here is Angie, contestant number 3. Oh, Cheryl.
Hi, Angie.
Cheryl might get a run for her money.
Oh, I believe we got a horse race here.
Hello, Angie.
Hi.
Hey, baby, where are you from?
Manassas.
Uh-huh, and what do you think is wrong with your breasts, Angie? Why don't you like them?
I've got pancake boobies.
Pancake boobies. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Angie?
I have no idea. Me and Cameron was trying to figure it out.
And it kind of looks a little bit like Fergie in the face. You know Sarah Fergie?
Yeah.
Hello.
A little Fergie and a little...
She's a redhead.
Yes. Little Fergie, a little Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
I'm just talking about the face.
Ah, yes, the face. So, I'm just trying to give the whole picture here.
And you have pancake breasts?
Yes, sir.
Have you had any kids?
One.
Just one.
And you would love to have the process done, right? The augmentation? All right.
I need lift.
You need a lift. Okay, well, Angie, if you would please take your shirt off.
That's right. Time to show us your boobs.
And let us see what's happening there.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
There you go
ahead. Pull the shirt off over your head.
There we go.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Hold on. I need to see them again.
Yeah, one more time.
Really?
Yeah, there we go.
Can you just take your shirt off?
Yes, there they are.
Thank you. Those... As opposed to Cheryl's.
Yeah, a little more pancakey than Cheryl's.
Man. Perhaps.
Yep.
Them some droopy boobs.
Go show them to the doctor and see if the doc... Docs, what do you think? You got somebody you can help
you
here?
See you at International House of Pancakes.
Oh, my. Wow.
Oh.
Boy, I tell you,
we asked for it.
I thought Cheryl would be the clear leader so far.
Okay, Angie.
Good job, Angie. Way to go.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Angie.
Fantastic.
Everybody would please give Angie their rating. There you go, Rob.
All right.
There's my rating.
Same one I did.
Here Let you me go. See my...
Yeah, and I'm not changing that grade for all the tea in China.
Okay. I thought that we had a low ceiling on this. I mean, there's
the
minimum. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, well, then change
it to the minimum.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks.
Right.
Now that my grade has been revealed.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Well, it'll help with the grading. If there's at least a 1.0.
Okay. Angie, we really appreciate you coming in to participate
Thank
in the contest
you.
Today.
Hope you win, Angie.
Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thus far, you're the winner. I think.
Good luck and enjoy your lingerie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Doctor, let me ask you about Angie there.
What could you have done for Angie? Those were some ugly breasts. I think I could say that, you know, because she entered the contest.
Yeah, would augmentation help somebody like Angie?
In her case, an augmentation would be part of her reconstruction, so to speak. She would not only need a breast implant, but she would also need a breast lift at the same time.
Oh, very good. And you're capable of doing all those things, right, Dr. Genta?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen lots of breasts that are in that condition?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. See, he's right. He's been doing it since 1970.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
Oh, my.
That would be Cheryl, Lindy, and Angie, and we've just started the ugly breast contest.
We're just in the get-go stage.
Man, there's some ugly breasts we've seen.
Fantastic.
We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Stay tuned. Your chance to win the Cash Call jackpot is coming up, only on the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
America's favorite coconut-headed MFers.
I.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Y'all, we're into the ugly breast contest.
It's going swimmingly.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yep, hold on.
All the lines started ringing at once. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was just curious. What happens if you have a tie? A couple of contestants or more, when you go back to grade them, and let's say you get to 3 or 4-1.
All right, frankly, can I be honest with you? I haven't thought that far ahead. Let's just see what happens.
That's okay. Right.
All right, thank you, though.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll let them wrestle.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I think I'm having sympathetic lactation from listening to the contest.
Oh, listen, you haven't heard anything yet. Out of the three women we've seen thus far...
Mm-hmm.
Lindy,
yes,
she was okay, but yeah. Those other two, I mean, not ugly, fuggly.
And we're very excited about the competition because I think we're going to have a real horse race. I think it's going to be, there are going to be a lot of women vying for the title of ugliest breast.
Real cow race.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Don, give the worst one a 0.
No, I think, to be fair, we'll give the lowest possible scores a 1.0,
mm-hmm.
because everybody grades differently.
Absolutely.
And that way we don't have to worry about the blah, 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 blah.
And I think that there
blah, 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 blah.
There are enough judges where, you know, we'll have a clear winner.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show?
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the... Where are you calling from?
I'm in my car, I'm sorry, but I'm listening to your show, and I just want to know, where's the application to join you guys? Because you have the easiest and the best job in the world.
We do indeed. I couldn't agree with you more.
Jeez, what a great job you guys do. Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, right. As I said last hour, you'll never see, like, a making of.
Right.
Where me and Mike sit around and tell you, how ball-busting this is.
We're just telling you right now that this is a fun show to do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, you know, this is Pete out here in Arlington. You guys need to look at them. I think you need to look at them all at once. That way, at least you can, after seeing all of them...
Hey, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Then the show would be over in like 10 minutes.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, listen, please, all you backseat drivers, you know, just leave us alone.
Yeah, there are too many people calling that, want to be producers of this show. Stop it.
We're doing the contest the same way we've done everything, the way that we think we should do it.
But I'm not really producing. I'm just filling in.
But
some
do you
air.
Understand?
That's
Let all. Me explain something to you. If we did it all at once, we wouldn't get the individual interviews with each of the contestants. You see?
It would be like 5 minutes, man.
I see. That's cool.
All right.
Well, hey, I still love you guys, and you guys are
and
great.
In Cheryl's case, it was a presentation. You see, she had an entire presentation that she wanted. She wanted to give a shout-out to some people. Uh-huh. She was here for more than just the ugly breast contest.
I see.
And besides, let's be honest. As the last guy said, and as we said, this is a great job.
Right.
And frankly, if we're going to get 20 girls, even if they're butt ugly and their breasts look like chewed-on dog toys, I'll be goddamned. I'll be damned
that we're going to sit here and rush through it.
See them all at once, man.
Well, yeah. Jeez, let us have our fun.
Come on.
But I guess you're making sense, too, because...
Of course I am.
We are, and that's what we pass on to you, little man.
We're making total sense. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, it's not the Stern Show. Stop copying them.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Yeah, Howard Stern did this on his show, right?
Oh, another hit and run. All the ballsy guys always run away.
Yeah, because Howard Stern has invented everything in the world.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah, especially assholes that like calling up and hanging up.
That's what he's invented.
Right. God.
He's a dickweed and so are you. He only wishes he could do a show like this every day. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing? Are you only doing it by sight or are you also adding a feel component in this?
And taste.
And taste.
And taste. We haven't mentioned that, that's all.
Yeah, it's wouldn't be prudent.
I don't know if you want to be grabbing onto some of these, huh?
No, I think they're all worthy of grabbing.
Plenty to grab onto, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plenty to grab onto.
Some of them, you know, your fingers might touch in the middle.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, so what if the girl with the ugliest breast is, like, so ugly that the breasts aren't going to do her any good anyway?
Well, she'll feel better about herself, Mr. Sensitive.
Yeah, please.
Okay?
Come on. Hello, Donna Mike. Show.
Hey, listen up, man. I love you guys. I'm more loyal to you than that teen bopper dick face that runs the Howard Stern show, but he did do it about 2 or 3
okay.
months ago.
Listen, can I tell you something?
Sure.
Can I tell you something? I don't give a rat's ass. Do you know how many things are done on this show on a daily basis that I hear from people here at the station? Hey, Howard Stern just did that on his show.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess
No, not you guess that's true. That is true. That is true.
You really should be aware of something. I think it's important for everybody to know this. That in this little business of ours, there's an old adage about the game of radio. And the game of radio, and it goes like this, there is no such thing as an original idea. That they're all recycled, they all circulate, and they all go, you know, what goes around comes around.
And furthermore, I'll tell you something. Your hero, Howard Stern, we could do the same show every day. And you know
hero.
What? Hold
he
on.
My hero,
just
man.
Hear me out. We kick his ass every single time, man, because we're that much better than he is. It could be the same show every day, and we kick his ass every single time.
I'm right along.
And frankly, can I tell you something? I've heard of this contest done 20 years ago by a guy named Steve Dahl. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So what does that tell you?
Hold on. Turn your radio down. What does that tell you if this contest was done 20 years ago by a guy named Steve Dahl?
Well, I guess it gets back to the same thing that, like, you can't be the first to do everything. I guess it's kind of like parachuting. It's like somebody else already did it first.
No, and just beware of anyone who claims originating the entire concept of this kind of radio.
And I hate slowing the show down to acknowledge these calls, but I have to. I mean, right. I just every once in a while, just
it gets to a point where you get tired of taking it, and I agree. And it's something where that's the biggest frustration point we have with those kind of calls is that they're you know you cannot believe everything you read, you can't believe everything you hear. And to be honest with you, when people claim to have invented everything about our business, it gets a little frustrating.
And we worry a little bit more about doing a show that's funny that people can listen to rather than sitting here running our mouths every day saying that we invented everything on the goddamn radio.
Now, you're here.
This is true. Well, I understand.
So I think the important message here would be to relax and enjoy the show.
But if you listen to both shows, why don't you do that one day? Why don't you listen to stuff we do on our show and then see when it shows up on the Howard Stern show?
You're getting me all wrong. I'm not coming from.
I don't care. I'm just saying this, man. I'm just telling you. And furthermore, I don't hear that son of a bitch taking any calls on his show saying, "Hey, I heard that on Don and Mike's show."
Yeah, that's true. Right? Okay. He probably deletes them out.
Yeah, probably. Okay, see you later.
You guys are kings of radio, man.
Right, come on, kiss my ass. Hello. Don and Mike.
I want to see more boobs.
Well, we are. Hold on, I'm just trying to find Lewis. On one of these lines is Lewis.
Hey. What's up?
Hey. Here is Lewis.
How you doing?
Lewis, what's your problem?
Where you been, man?
Nothing. I'm crouched down on the floor. I had to make my way and find this hidden place. Very secret and magical.
Lewis, that's crap because the postal office is, you know, the old post office is a landmark in Washington.
Well, I finally found it, and it was very slow moving, but
such
I made
idiot.
My way here.
He's such
All
an
right,
idiot.
It's like Kitty Corner from the IRS, which is where we originally sent Lewis to the IRS to stand there with his megaphone and his Uncle Sam suit and read the gags that we wrote for him.
That's right.
And now it's like an hour later, more than an hour later, we sent him from the IRS to the old post office where people were coming into the last minute tax forms. And we thought that maybe he could get on one of the live shots on the, you know, the local Nitwitness News.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing?
I haven't seen any cameras. To be honest with you, I've been around, haven't seen much. Actually, you know how they have the little tables, kind of almost like people are coming to vote, so people can file at the last minute. There's nobody even in line at the tables. It's a pretty clear post office, but it's a huge gallery, good acoustics.
All right, well, let's hear some of your tax man liners, and then we'll get right back to the breasts. No break here.
Oh, Uncle Sam salutes all the nasty breasts.
All right, let's do number 1 through number 9, please, Lewis.
It's gonna be loud.
And like you did before. Nice and slow.
Okay.
Slow works best.
All right, well, I may get interrupted at some point since the acoustics are so overwhelmingly good. I'll let you know if that happens.
Lewis is wearing an Uncle Sam suit, keep in mind.
That's right, and he's got a few things to say about tax day in his little suit.
Starting with number 1.
Ready?
Yes, go.
I'll drop the phone.
If he says that again, I'm going to kill him.
That wasn't quite hard enough.
I'll buy the gun. Oh.
Taxation without representation. The IRS.
All right, that's good.
Sounds like he's in a big cavernous room.
And I haven't paid my taxes since 1993.
I'm Lewis the retard. I haven't paid my taxes.
Go ahead, audit me, I dare you.
Audit me, I dare you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I can't do it in, here in the office because they're going to get... Hold on. Say it again, sir.
Get out of here with that squat
bus.
I don't care who's on the phone.
They say they don't care who's on the phone. Get out of here with the blowhorn.
All right, just do number 7 and then go ahead and leave.
I better do it, just me screaming.
All right, go ahead, sure.
No.
How about just me saying it?
No.
He says absolutely not. He's going to slap the
is he got a? Has he got a, is he a lawman, Lewis?
Yeah, it looks like he's got the reach of the mace, so I don't want to go too far.
What is he, a rent-a-cop?
No. He is a federal employee, I'm sure.
Is he a cop, Lewis?
Yes, he's armed and dangerous.
Jesus. You're at a post office, right?
Yeah, I am.
He's armed and dangerous.
It's also part museum, so I got to be very careful. There's a lot of valuables around here. Postal
okay, so he's a cop.
Yeah.
All we want to do is find out if it's a cop. Lewis, incapable of communicating.
All right, well, just give me that one number 7, and go ahead and hang up the phone. All right, you know what? Just say it to him if you won't scream it out loud.
All right. Oops. Here we go. Number 7, huh?
Yeah.
You want to hear that one?
Yeah, I love that one. All right, go back to the IRS, Lewis.
Back to the IRS.
Right, Lewis.
I'll call you when I get there.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there
I have to go on record once and for all. Hate him.
There is Lewis the retard.
Yes.
At the IRS. All right, now that we've worked our way through that and all of the Mr. Helper calls.
That's right.
Let's get back to these breasts.
Very.